This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You're welcome to join us here. Coming up, Edward Snowden and the gift of privacy. Daryl's got the story about that. And you can, of course, join us and bring up whatever's on your mind with you tonight. You've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
We have Skype as well. It's not very private, but it sounds pretty good for radio. So considering we're having conversations on the radio, there's no privacy necessary. You can call us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We have been talking a lot about privacy here tonight. We'll continue that discussion here in moments. But first, Ralph is on the line, and he's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Ralph, you're on Free Talk Live.
I know that I am not going to choose the leader of the evil in this election. Because I think Trump was clear when he mentioned about Hillary being the devil, and I have told you before, this animal, El Negro, is with Satan, he's Antichrist, and all of that. And that being said, you know, his minions, the Black Lives Matter, who in my opinion is a racial terrorist hate entity, is now putting out some kind of a demand. This is akin to, taking America hostage, okay? And the demand is so frivolous and inane, in my opinion. And let me just cite two of the demand that they come out with. Something about stop killing us, okay? And the reparation for slavery. I'm an Asian person. What have I got to do with slavery? As you very well know, the dynamic between Asian and Black in this country is not the same as Black and White. You know that, right? You know that from the get-go, correct?
I don't know.
No, it's
well,
not.
Well, I'm letting you know now, okay? So that being said, this whole demand about stop killing us, Blacks are killing Blacks in this country, okay? When does Black Lives Matter gonna get serious and deal with that existential issue?
I don't know that Black Lives Matter is organized for that particular purpose. It doesn't seem like that's what their concern is.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. There you go.
I think that that's not what their concern is. Their concern seems to be around police violence. And I can see why somebody says, hey, more Black people are being killed by Black people than they are being killed by police. But at the same time, if it's your kid that was killed by a police officer, then you're going to be concerned. Some of these killings appear to be legit, and some of them appear not to be. And
that's be questionable, right? Subject to a further investigation or prosecution. But more to the point, Mark, we were told in no uncertain terms by the Black leadership of this country.
I don't think there is Black leadership in the country.
Are there Filipino leaders? Do you have a leader, Ralph? Who's your leader?
Not really.
Okay, then. Well, then how could you say that there are Black leaders?
Okay. Well, with that being said, we were told, I've said this before, I'll say it again. We were told in no uncertain terms, we can chew gum and walk at the same time. I don't see neither of those things.
They can kill what?
Chew gum.
Oh, chew gum.
And walk at the same time. Meaning, don't worry about the
I don't know, but Ralph would make a good talk show host, I think. I mean, they would make him...
He can monologue.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the, I'll say this before and I'll say it again thing down pretty good. He's got the catchphrases.
Well,
thanks, Ralph, for the call tonight. All righty. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
I wonder if he'd be better if...
He'd be better on Skype. I could barely understand a word the guy says.
If his accent would be somehow muted if he was sort of on the mics that we're on, it would be sort of more understandable.
Yes. I think that would be the case.
Yeah. But, there you go.
Speaking of people getting shot by the police, there's a recent story about a young lady named Corin Gaines who was visited by a SWAT team over an unpaid traffic fine. During the standoff, police ordered that Facebook turn off Gaines' Facebook and Instagram accounts in an effort to prevent her from streaming live video to her friends. The police then shot and killed Ms. Gaines and shot her young child, who was hospitalized. Afterwards, without access to social media, the victim had no opportunity to record and stream what transpired in her apartment. I mean, wow. How shocking that the police actually called Facebook during this entire thing to have this woman shut off so she could not communicate with her friends on the outside.
Yeah, it's Facebook that the police, I'm not surprised. Facebook, they shouldn't be doing that.
Well, that's will be great, but most of these mega corporations have no principles whatsoever and will do whatever it is the police ask them to do because they don't want to be seen as not cooperating with law enforcement.
Well, they're not cooperating with their users. I mean, this lady wanted to stream on their platform, right?
I brought this up because of the story from Cell 411, which came out today over at truthvoice.com, where they point out here that Cell 411 would have allowed this lady to stream. Cell 411 is an emergency management platform and mobile app which allows users to alert trusted contacts in the case of an emergency, whether it's a medical emergency, a car breakdown, police interaction, or government abuse. The app can alert trusted contacts in real time with the type and exact location of the emergency, allowing users to avoid interaction with police if possible and only involve individuals they trust. The app has been gaining traction in crime-ridden countries like South Africa and has been used to build neighborhood watch groups and activist groups around the world. Furthermore, Cell 411 allows users to stream live video and audio to potentially thousands or tens of thousands of users, allowing them to download the video stream by a friend to a local device. The video can be distributed to large numbers of users in real time, making it impossible to be completely erased from any servers. To add to this impressive list of features, the latest release of Cell 411 will allow users to stream live video to their own Facebook wall and YouTube live channel, and the Cell 411 official TV channels on Facebook and YouTube. These features increase the distribution footprint for video streams, making it even more difficult for evidence to be removed or erased. So with Cell 411, you can stream out first and foremost to Cell 411's network, but also stream to Facebook and YouTube. So even if right. they pull the plug from Facebook, you've still got the Cell 411 stream that's continuing on because Cell 411 is made by Virgil Maduva, and he is a listener of Free Talk Live, great privacy advocate, huge freedom advocate. He's not going to compromise. He's not going to cooperate with the police.
It's primarily an activist tool.
Yeah, but that was why I think he initially created it, but it's more than that. It's far more than activists.
Well, primarily means first, and first it was an activist tool. I mean,
sure.
I'll concur with you that it is much more now.
The features increase the distribution footprint, and the video is also saved on the local device in case a forensic copy needs to be recovered at a later time, which I believe is an option they just added, which I'm really happy to see. The Cell 411 app does allow users to stream video to connected Cell 411 users, or save it, so on and so forth. Anyway, a great app. I love it. And I've recently announced that Cell 411 is now my preferred go-to app for activism.
Yeah, you've gone ahead and endorsed it.
Yeah, it's it was great, and now it's better. Now that they've added the Facebook and the YouTube connections, that was one of the things they didn't have for a while, that now they do. And it just makes it an all-in-one best activist app out there. There's nothing like it. Nothing can come close. There are some imitators out there, but we don't know who those designers are. We don't know who's making the imitators. We know Virgil. He's a great guy. And, he's poured a lot of his heart and his money and his time into this app. I don't, it's not making him any money. So I'm pretty sure he's just sustaining the thing. I don't know what the costs are every month, but.
It has backers.
Does it? Okay, good. Because it's awesome. So go get it at getcell411.com. And, again, getcell411. It's also available through your app stores, Google and iOS.
When I'm looking at my Cell 411 right now, Ian, and how does one begin streaming? It doesn't seem, necessarily intuitive or easy.
Well, I'm not going
to... It's when you send out an alert. So okay. If you go on there and you put, I got pulled over by police, it will then ask the question, do you want to stream?
I see.
So there you go. Yeah, it does, you know, it does require some practice. You should take some time to learn the ins and outs of cell 411. You know, maybe create a practice group with some of your friends where you know that any alerts sent to the practice group aren't real. So you don't freak out because you think someone's house is burning down.
That's
or something
right.
like that. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. That allows you to join us. Coming up, Edward Snowden, The Gift of Privacy. Daryl will tell us about it. You can join us as well. Bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Got a couple of messages in the voicemail box that I actually haven't taken the time to listen to yet. But you can actually send them to us because we're kind of crowdsourcing the voicemails as well. Mark and Daryl and I all receive these things. So when you send us a voicemail through our new audio on-demand listen line, we might just use it on the air. So if you've got some feedback you want to give us but you aren't able to call us live, then you can call us on the audio demand listen line. Go to or punch this into your phone, 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. It'll give you a menu of shows when you call in. And you can listen to LRN.FM's live stream anytime. You can also listen to nearly a dozen shows from LRN.FM on demand. So whenever you want, you can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live or the Rebel Love Show or Cop Block Radio. There's a bunch of them in there on that list. When you press number 2 for Free Talk Live, and if you hit 0 after that, anytime you can hit 0. So you can be listening for a while and you hear us talking about something and you want to give us some feedback, hit 0, leave us a message. It'll be delivered via email. It works for any phone. You don't need a smartphone for this. It's just a regular phone call. So if you've got unlimited long distance, there's no cost to you for using a service if you have unlimited long distance, and almost everyone does if they've got a cell phone these days. So the number is 641-793-9660. Remember the days when you actually had to pay per minute for long distance on a cell phone?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yep, so not anymore for the most part. So again, that saves your data plan so you can still use your data for other things. 641-793-9660, and let's go to the phones, to the fun. Then we'll talk about privacy and Edward Snowden. First, Tom is in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Tom.
I just want to suggest an approach to respond to these people who are debating, you know, because Donald Trump is so bad that they got to vote for hillbillery because they mean voting for some other party candidate. They're just worried, what if they don't win? And they got to stop Donald Trump. And the approach we need to use is this. If you vote for hillbillery Clinton, you're just as guilty as the rest of them that vote for Hillary, for her. It's your fault if she gets elected. But classifying them, see, people don't like to be classified along with the ignorant masses that vote for Hillary. See, so guys.
So are you endorsing Trump?
No. I'm saying if you vote for Hillary, you're just as guilty as the rest of them that vote for Hillary. See, so that way, because.
And you would say the same thing about Trump then?
Yeah, so if people who don't like Hillary, so they're going to vote for Trump because they figure a third-party candidate cannot win? No, the reason they don't win is because you vote against them. If you do that, you're just as guilty as the rest of them that vote for Trump. See,
so who are you endorsing?
I'm saying that this is the approach to get people to vote for third-party candidates.
So you're just saying any third-party candidate better than Hillary or Trump, you're not picking one at this point. You have not yet decided.
Tom's pretty good at massaging the message, and that's what he's doing here.
I'm not endorsing a particular candidate, a particular presidential candidate, but I'm just the way to answer this nonsense about how we've got to stop Donald Trump, which is true. And my approach, by the way, is at the Republican State Convention when they're going to say, okay, next order of business is to nominate these four handpicked Republican big shots to the Electoral College, and they promise they'll vote for Donald Trump. All in favor say aye. Usually that's a routine matter, and it passes without controversy. But my approach is this time they have to vote that down and nominate four people who will vote for somebody else, and that could throw
the
House of Representatives.
I suppose it could, in theory, happen in New Hampshire, where the Republicans have been infiltrated by liberty activists.
Mark, you're a Republican delegate.
Jeez.
What were your thoughts on the likelihood of getting people that are not connected very tightly to the higher-ups in the party named as electors?
It wouldn't be very easy.
Thanks, Tom, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Daryl, let's go back into privacy. We started the show out talking about private computers that are being crowdfunded right now. You can go to computer.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. But Edward Snowden is in the news, or at least in your story that you want to share.
Yeah, so it's an article from Salon.com, and I wanted to save this for a night that Mark was here, since Mark is a parent with custody of his child, because the article is titled, "The Gift of Privacy, How Edward Snowden Changed the Way I Parent."
Okay.
The author of the article says, "My son is 14 today, and for his birthday, in addition to a bicycle, a basketball, and a t-shirt with an obscurely offensive image, I am giving him the gift of privacy, and I'm giving him the gift of Snowden." That's right. Edward Snowden, the NSA whistleblower and hero to some, traitor to others, has changed not only the way I view privacy, but also the way I view my teen's privacy and the way I safeguard it from myself. When Snowden's revelations about mass government surveillance made headlines in 2013, I, like many Americans, was shocked and disturbed. The PRISM program, in which the communications of millions of Americans were collected and stored by the government without warrant or probable cause, seemed to violate the Constitution's Fourth Amendment, which prohibits warrantless search and seizure. The argument that the innocent should have nothing to fear from such a program rang hollow to me and many others in post-McCarthy era America. Then, in March, as part of a research on another story I'm writing, I listened to a live conversation on privacy between Snowden, a constitutional lawyer and co-founder of The Intercept, Glenn Greenwald, and historian and linguist Noam Chomsky. While the conversation between these three thought leaders fascinated me, it was the remarks of 33-year-old Snowden that affected me the most profoundly. "Privacy," he asserted, "is the right to self. Privacy is the right to a free mind." He went on to explain that privacy is what allows us to determine our beliefs without being influenced by others, subject to peer pressure, or judged before those beliefs are fully formed. "Without privacy," Snowden added, "at no time are you permitted to have a space that is only just for you." Consider that statement for just a moment. "Without privacy, at no time are you permitted to have a space that is only just for you."
Yeah, that's true.
Greenwald reinforced this when he explained that people secure their homes and rooms with locks and their emails and social media with passwords, in part to ensure that there is a place that they can go in the world to think and reason and explore without the judgmental eyes of other people being cast upon them. When we lose privacy, we lose a really critical part of what it means to be an independent and free individual. All of this was relevant to the research I was doing for my story, but as I listened, I realized it was equally relevant to my role as a parent.
All right, I want to hear more about this here. And if you're a parent,
I'm already skeptical.
You're certainly free to weigh in. Now, Mark, it was mentioned that you have custody. You're actually with your wife still, so you and your wife are still with your son. We'll continue with your thoughts, and we'll see what else Snowden has to say. Where is the story from again?
Salon.com.
Salon, okay. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us here on Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Inviting you to join us on the radio waves here. You can take control of the airwaves. With toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, we've got our own crowdfunding campaign going on right now for the satellite fundraiser. We're at 5% of our goal.
Woohoo!
We're not quite to the point of where we were last year, but last year we had the benefit of a video that could be shared around, and, well, the FBI stole the video content from us before I could put it online. So, sadly, we're without video this year. I'm hoping we can reach the same level that we reached last year. I want to continue satellite broadcasting to North and Central America, to Sub-Saharan Africa, and if we can, if we can afford it, add in a third channel which would cover all of Europe and a good chunk of Russia and the Middle East and North Africa as well, all with one satellite signal. But it's a little bit more expensive than our current venues, and so we need your help. Go to fund.lrn.fm, because if it's not worth it to you, maybe it shouldn't be worth it to us. If you don't think that the vision of broadcasting the ideas of liberty and peace to as many countries in the world as possible is valuable, then, you know, maybe we shouldn't do it. But we do have people who do believe in it, and there are several people who've contributed so far. Thank you to everyone who has ponied up over at fund.lrn.fm. Really appreciate the assistance, and we still have about 2.5 weeks left here in the fundraiser, so there's still plenty of time for you to get in there, grab some of the perks. There are some benefits, like being able to sit in on your favorite lrn.fm show as they produce their show. There's a bunch of shows that stepped up to offer that. Callan Diggs from Reaching the Finish Line is offering some freebies. We're going to have an announcement about you, Daryl, coming up here later this week.
Good.
You're going to be giving away a bunch of cool stuff to our contributors. So those haven't been added to the perks yet, but those are coming. So by the end of the week, we'll get to that. You can go and contribute right now at fund.lrn.fm. It's an Indiegogo-based fundraiser, and so that means that when it's all over and done with, even if we don't reach the goal, which I highly doubt we will, we'll still be able to keep most of the money contributed after Indiegogo takes their chunk out from it. So please go to fund.lrn.fm and contribute what you can. You know, $5 is fine. The first level for perks is $25, and we may be adding a lower level perk than that with the addition of Daryl's benefits coming up later on. We'll let you know when that happens. And we'll continue with Daryl's story here in a moment about privacy and parenting. But first, it's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
You know what? I was thinking, you know, the handicaps here in Albuquerque, you know, they could actually be sued for the such as narrow sidewalks on Central Boulevard.
Wait. Who can be sued? The handicapped people or the government of Albuquerque?
I'm talking about the city of Albuquerque. Because the sidewalks are like 3.5 feet wide. There's no room to fit a handicap. And to on the corner, they can't even turn around to cross the street because there's not enough space.
3.5 feet seems as wide as a wheelchair might be.
Yeah, I believe doors only have to be 30 inches wide to be able to fit a wheelchair through.
Yeah, the American on the corner, they can't turn around. And if they have a wider go-go chair, they can't fit. And to me, they could have a legitimate, American with Disability Act non-compliance.
So how wide should a sidewalk be?
Well, the standard sidewalk right now is like 6 feet to 7 feet. That's supposed to be the code, the current Albuquerque sidewalk code.
How wide does Sarah think the sidewalk should be?
Well, you know what? I think 7 feet would be enough. Because
is that narrow enough to make sure that a car couldn't drive up onto the sidewalk completely?
That's about as wide as a car. Cars are what, 7-8 feet wide? Something like that?
Well, the reason is because we don't have a bicycle lane. So a lot of times we have to share the same sidewalk with a bicyclist. So I usually have to kind of, they either have to ring the bell so I know that they're behind me, they have to stop. So they don't run me over, and I have to see them coming. I have to step off the sidewalk. But I think if it's at least 7 feet wide, we could kind of wiggle ourselves around. A lot of times we don't have bicycle paths.
I'm pretty sure bicycles are not supposed to be on sidewalks, but the American with Disabilities Act is kind of unique in legislation in that it's a set of rules that basically handicapped people can sue to enforce, as opposed to regulations that are enforced by some regulatory body. There is no body that enforces the American with Disabilities Act. It's enforced by handicapped people.
Is the ADA like a lot of other rules and regulations? Written in such a way as to where it exempts government bodies?
I don't know. I can't answer, but I would be kind of curious if, you know, for instance, you have this 3.5 foot sidewalk that's been there for 30 years or whatever the period of time is that would, say, exempt it under a normal set of legislation.
Yep.
But because of the ADA, now everything has to be up to, you know, the standards of the ADA. I think that's kind of difficult for municipalities to comply with because, I don't know, there may be buildings on one side and a road on the other. I mean, do we have to make sidewalks so thin that only one car can, or so wide that only one car can go down the middle of the road at a time? I mean, I don't. No, it doesn't really. It's a
the entire
work.
Downtown of Albuquerque should be one giant sidewalk, and there should not be any roads.
Well,
would that be okay with you, Sarah?
No, I would like. I don't mind some cars, but I think we need to widen the sidewalk, and You know, that's the reason why that I support the ART project. You know, since they're going to put the bus line anyways and the widening of the sidewalks.
Nobody knows what the ART project is. The ART project is something that's going on in Albuquerque, and it's not specific to people.
Sarah calls in about it all the time.
It stands for something rapid transit.
Albuquerque rapid transit.
Yeah, but Sarah, so what's important here is the question is, so are there stores on one side? I mean, these 3.5-foot sidewalks, is there a whole bunch of grass between, you know, the sidewalk and the stores that people can go
Doubtful.
Into? Or exactly what's going on here? I mean, if they put in 7-foot sidewalks, would they be going into the street?
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is that the ART project is about when they redo the whole Central Boulevard, the widening of the sidewalk is part of the project. And I think the ADA should go and sue, because the other people, the business people, are suing and counter-sue the fact
the
that
ADA can't sue. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The ADA can't sue. It is
only
you,
the crippled people could sue.
Right. People, handicapped people can sue based on the rules of the ADA. But there
the
is
ADA
no,
is the Americans with Disabilities Act. It's a piece of legislation.
Their
legislation
probably,
is unable to file lawsuits.
There are probably ADA lawyers out there who would be interested in taking cases like that. But, I mean, handicapped people presumably for decades have managed to get around in Albuquerque without, you know, too much difficulty. There are a variety of solutions out there for them. You can always, you know, take handicap accessible buses or, you know, cabs or whatever. I mean, here in New Hampshire, there are some streets that don't even have sidewalks on them. So somebody in a wheelchair, there's a guy in a wheelchair that lives in this neighborhood. He's just wheels around the streets.
And a quick Google search for width of sidewalks in Albuquerque took me to the City of Albuquerque's website, featured projects, ADA improvement to sidewalks. So they're already improving the sidewalks. So, like, this seems absolutely redundant and repetitive and absolutely unnecessary to call in to say they should do something that they're doing.
Thanks, Sarah. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. You know, I remember years ago in Sarasota, Florida, where I grew up, my mom owns a thrift store in downtown, and they widened the street that was Fruitville Road, I believe. They widened that street to the point where they actually had to shave off a portion of the building.
Right. They used eminent domain on your mother's business.
So they literally
took
down.
A libertarian is born.
No, she's not a libertarian.
No, not her. It was your mom's business.
Right. I was already alive, though, when that happened.
You were a libertarian?
No, I was a kid.
That's what I'm saying. The libertarian was born.
You became a libertarian after they shaved off your mom's business.
I see what you're saying now. I thought you meant somebody was born. They literally shaved off a portion, and now there's a relatively small sidewalk out in front, and if they were to widen it again, they'd take off even more of the building. It's crazy. And that shouldn't happen to people who've put a business down or are trying to make things better and provide jobs. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here in the remaining moments of the show. We have enough time for you if you want. You can join us here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 or Skype in. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. Totally free to do that. But if you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier. It's a great way to support the program and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only Facebook group, and which is pretty cool. It's always full of new stuff. Seems like every single day new posts are being made to the Facebook group. Also, the Amp Only podcast and more. Get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and that's what the cost of a fancy cup of coffee these days. So if you can afford that to send it our way, forego a hamburger or, you know, the fancy cup of coffee, we would appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us when you do that. So thank you in advance. And again, you get the perks too. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the site. That's amp, A-M-P. freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Daryl, your story that you'd started earlier in the hour was about parenting and Edward Snowden introducing us to the concept of privacy. The author from Salon was listening to Snowden speak in a panel discussion, and really it hit home with him about how to, I guess, treat his son, was it, or his kids?
Son.
All right.
Yeah, so let me reread the statement specifically that they say, consider again this statement. Without privacy, at no time are you permitted to have a space that is only just for you. The author goes on to say, like many other parents in the digital age, I had adopted and perfectly enforced various rules regarding my son's use of media. In fact, it is an issue that has dominated my thinking about parenting and my conversations with other parents. Kids' media use is the subject of numerous studies, books, and articles. When my son spent the summer mowing lawns and pet-sitting so that he could purchase his first smartphone at the age of 13, I asserted the right to randomly monitor his online activity and communications.
Like a jail warden.
I demanded his passwords, followed him and his girlfriend on Instagram, and periodically checked his search history, read his text messages, and strictly forbade the use of Snapchat. Likely this was appropriate at his age at the time. I certainly was in keeping with conventional wisdom, if there can be such a thing, when the technologies involved are so new. An informal poll of parents in the middle-class progressive neighborhood suggests that many parents are fairly vigilant about monitoring social media, reading text, and setting up parental controls on all electronic devices. And their reasons for doing so are valid and related to concerns for their children's safety. Here are just a few of the fears that dog 21st century parents. Adult predators, cyberbullies, porn addiction, and legal liability for teens caught sexting. In short,
what's the legal liability for teens caught sexting?
Child porn felony charges.
That's
possible.
Not the, for the parents. That's for the kids.
Right.
They're right.
Worried
about
so their
the
kids.
Parents are concerned about their children.
Their legal, the kids' legal liability.
Right.
Gotcha.
In short, we monitor our kids' online behavior for the same reason we make them wear a bicycle helmet. To protect them. I cannot help but notice, however, this is the exact same reason the NSA and other federal agencies give for mass surveillance programs like Prism and Stellar Wind. They are protecting us.
I'd point out...
well, that's what they'd like you to believe.
Not to disparage what the author says here, but libertarianism is a theory, a moral theory that has to do with the people... Adults can do what they wish as long as they don't harm anyone else. It doesn't really apply to children.
I disagree.
Okay. Well,
the non-aggression principle doesn't have a qualifier for adults. The non-aggression principle is the basis of libertarianism, which says essentially that, you know, you should not use aggressive force against other peaceful people to force them to do things against their will or force them to not do things that they want to do. Again, as long as, you know, consent is involved. Now, the question is, when can someone consent?
Usually the term consenting is followed by adults, right?
Okay, but it's in this case.
All right.
And it also depends on how you define adult. Are you defining adult as someone on their 18th birthday?
Or their 12th, so, as the Jews do, right?
On, you know, they're 17 years, 365 days, 23 hours, and 59 seconds. They are not an adult, but midnight
Illegal.
Strikes, and all of a Legal. Sudden, bada boom, bada bing, we've got presto
magic. Now they're mature.
Now they're mature.
I would say that a parent is probably the most qualified person besides the individual to decide when they're an adult. And I would say the individual is an adult only when they can take care of themselves. So that means to me that the 30-year-old guy who's in his mother's basement, who can't pay his bills, is not an adult, frankly.
Okay. So would you say that the 80-year-old who has Alzheimer's that is no longer able to take care of himself has somehow regressed to no longer being an adult?
Yeah, there are certainly legal precedences, which says to me that people who've spent some time thinking about this would say that yes, that adults, you know, that you have to be able to sort of consent and be cognizant to be an adult. I get where you're saying that one, how can one not be an adult after one has been an adult? However, I think there are a different category of people that are going to have a difficult time consenting. So, Ian, about consent, you wouldn't say that the 5-year-old who wants to get in the creepy candy truck should be able to make that choice, right?
Generally, I don't think 5-year-olds are particularly capable of making informed decisions.
So somewhere between 5 and 18 is where we're talking about, right?
I don't pick ages, Mark. It's all based on individuals and what they decide they want for themselves.
Okay.
So if someone wants to emancipate themselves, I think they should have the freedom to do that.
The problem is that so when someone wants to emancipate themselves, they also have to deal with all the difficulties that come along with being free. And so a kid, a 13-year-old who has a smartphone, by that parent's standard, they're not emancipated. They're living at home.
No, but one thing's for sure. If you're going to be a Nazi with the kid's phone, they're going to want to emancipate themselves.
They're going to get privacy one way or another, right?
Yeah.
They're going to figure out privacy.
What's going on with this story?
Yeah, let me actually skip down here a little bit. She says, for instance, one night when he was sleeping over with a friend, I checked his Instagram page and noticed that an image he had posted of himself had attracted more than 200 mostly derogatory comments, and the insults and threats were still coming. These included bullying and name-calling on the part of high school boys threatening to beat up my middle school-age son. My first instinct was to intervene immediately. Here was exactly the kind of situation that I'd read about and dreaded. As I monitored the comment thread, however, I saw that my son was standing up for himself and holding his own. I saw that his friends had his back. In short, I saw that he was handling it and did not need my help. On another occasion, I read a text message in which a friend offered to send my son a naked pic of a girl they both knew. He texted, "Hell no." I felt reassured. Nonetheless, my policy of random surveillance remained in place. Without warning or probable cause, I could and did read his private communications, checked his search history, and monitored his social media use. Normal, prudent, and part and parcel of my responsibility as a parent in the digital age, right? Perhaps, but consider these parenting policies in light of the following passage from George Orwell's 1984. There was, of course, no way of knowing whether you were being watched at any given moment, how often or on what system the thought police plugged in on any individual wire was guesswork. It was even conceivable that they watched everybody all the time, but at any rate they could plug in your wire whenever they wanted to. You have to live, did live, and from habit that became instinct, in the assumption that every sound you made was overheard, and except in darkness, every movement scrutinized. I have been acting, in effect, as the thought police in my son's life. Now consider the developmental task of the adolescent, who is deep in the alchemical process of creating a unique self and personality, developing personal beliefs and a value system. In light of this, Snowden's words struck me like a revelation and resonated with the recent experience in which I had intruded and intervened in one of my son's relationships.
Well, I'd say that, I wouldn't put my son in a car and say, go on about your business and conduct yourself like an adult. Like, that would be a completely irresponsible thing to do. And in the same way, I don't expect to put my son on the internet and say, hey, good luck with this whole adulthood thing. I hope you don't get whatever problems.
Skipping down here, she says, as of today, on his 14th birthday, I'm giving my son the gift of privacy. I will no longer monitor his private communications or online behavior or history unless I have probable cause, meaning reasonable suspicion that he is actually in danger or involved in criminal activity.
Which, if you've got a good relationship with him, he'll come to you if there's some sort of danger and inform you.
This certainly starts before the age of 13.
This is an interesting discussion, and I wish we had more time for it tonight. Maybe we'll continue it on another time, because I know you had something about helicopter parents, Daryl, so maybe we'll get to that on Friday. We'll see you in the meantime.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.